Welcome back to another episode of Pinkies Up. My name is Emma, and this is the podcast where we spill all the tea. Today, I am joined by two of my friends and co-workers, Hayden and Allie.
Yeah!
So because I met both of them at the campus newspaper, we're going to start out with our tea time question, which is getting to know a little bit about the guests we have. So, again, like I mentioned, because I met them at the paper, what has been your favorite memory of working at the paper so far?
I would 100% have to say rapping the other night. Like, that was a crazy night when I, you know, went from...
Your new freestyle?
Literally driving from the DMV that was closed, even though my mom told me it was open, getting here, crying, and then rapping.
That was quite a roller coaster,
it was a
not
great
gonna
night.
Lie.
Yep.
Yeah.
What? Mine would probably be going to M&A. Just because we got to actually get out of the office, get off of campus. I don't know, got to dress up, wear a nice little bow tie, you know.
Big awards.
Yeah.
Big awards.
I won like 7 awards, so.
Wow, Hayden.
I know.
So
I know.
Good. I'll be there next year.
It was awesome.
Yeah, no, you definitely will
be
there next year.
100%.
Hopefully, yeah, for sure.
Awards.
So, based on the success off of the episode with Max and Julia last year, Hayden and Allie were kind of wanting to do the same sort of situation where it's kind of asking each other questions that you might not typically get to ask one another. But I want to get into this because, Hayden, you have the nickname The Rizzler. Was that a self-given nickname or was that given to you? And in your own words, both of you, what is Riz?
No, I actually wasn't given that nickname by myself. Allie gave it to me since she thought I was so... Allie and Julia.
Okay, thank you.
Allie,
I was like so shy.
Allie
I just
Julia
looked
gave
at
me the
you.
Nickname,
and, yeah.
Gave me the nickname. You know, I really didn't deserve it at the time, but now I'm starting to finally kind of fill in the role of the Rizzler.
And
know,
what is that role, actually? I want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, it just means you're cool under pressure. You can talk, you know.
You got charisma.
Charisma.
That's what Riz is short for.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Short for charisma. It's just, for me, it's just being yourself and being chill with everything, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that? Or what do you, how do you define it, Allie?
Well, for Riz, the thing is, when I think of Riz, I'm like a guy like that can get a girl just with like the way they talk or like the face from, you know, the light skin face on TikTok.
Yeah,
like, that's,
you're right.
That's like the first time I heard about it, like the light skin stare, and then people would just be like unspoken Riz, and I was like,
yeah.
How does one obtain the said Riz?
Oh no, you're
born
with that.
Oh, you're born with it.
100%. You, unless
it's
like,
it's not obtainable.
Right.
It's just gonna come off as fake.
Yeah, exactly. You're either just like a charismatic, like cool as hell person,
mm-hmm.
or you're just, you know.
How do you, in both of your own ways, like how do you get your Riz? How do you feel?
Oh, I've just always been charismatic my entire life. Everyone calls me charming. Like, what can I say? People just love.
You know, I'm shy.
Shut you are such a liar. Do not lie.
No, I'm shy at first. Like, I didn't talk to you guys like ever until like a couple weeks ago.
Okay, but I was an ad rep. I feel like as soon as I started being a sports editor, you started talking all the time.
Oh yeah, weird because I had to talk to you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you didn't seem shy.
How do you guys elevate your own Riz?
It kind of comes down to when I wake up in the morning and I shower. I usually play music in the shower. And I kind of let shuffle determine my type of Riz for that day because I have a playlist with like 2,000 songs. So I'll just shuffle it and see what happens. So as I'm preparing for the day, brush my teeth, look at myself in the mirror. Like, yeah, it's going to be a good day. And that's the Riz. That's all it is.
Do you do like self-affirmations too? Like, you're amazing. You're so nice. You're loved. You're beautiful.
No,
he probably just flexes.
Not necessarily.
You just flex.
I have an app for that.
That's cute. Do you like bite your lip in the mirror at all like you do all the time?
No, that's just around people. I don't want to look at myself do that because I look dumb. But, well, in my opinion, I'm sure it comes off as charming. So.
What about you, Allie?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. Like, I don't have, like, something that just elevates my Riz.
You don't have, like, an outfit? You don't have, like, a hype, like a hype song or anything like that?
Really. I mean, like, I have, like, usually I add, like, within a month, I'll have probably added like 10 new songs to my playlist or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then those 10 will be on repeat, like for the next month, you know? Mm-hmm. And no, I listen to them still. Sometimes I go back, but like then I keep adding more songs. So it's like whatever my favorite song is at that moment, or whatever song I can just sing and I know I sound good at, like then I'm like, yeah.
What's your current favorite like Riz song for both of you? Like, is there a current... Yeah, can we check?
Pull out the phones.
You can pull out the phones. Because for me, I'd say my kind of combination between two of them, it was the same. My most listened to song last year was The Motto by Tiësto and Ava Max. But now it's Escapism by Ray. I just love that song so much. Okay. I get so freaking hyped for that. That's at least my song. That's...
I don't know.
Okay, recently, I mean, it's kind of fading now, I can already tell, but mm-hmm. Kill Bill was it for a while for me.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like, I mean, mm-hmm. Song about killing your ex, of course, love it.
Duh. It's a good revenge song, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, I don't know, it's kind of changes every day, honestly. Like, today, I was walking around in, like, Target, just, like, singing, I forgot the name. It's called One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa, that's a great
song. That one's
been like stuck in my head
all day. It's a good throwback. I mean, it's not really like a throwback.
But it's Calvin Harris.
It's a couple years ago. I love Calvin Harris. So good. So good. Okay, Feel So Close.
That's a good one too. Yeah, I feel like Calvin Harris has got some really good hits.
He does.
Let's get into, we're still staying on the Riz topic, but what is both the best experience you've had with Riz and like the worst experience? This could be like a flirt fail, best flirting situation. What has been,
Well, I'd say my best was I was down at LSU with my friend who goes there. We were out with some friends and I walked up to this girl, started talking to her, and she kept like asking about me. And I told her I was a war veteran in the Vietnam War.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
And why
just...
is this your best story? I don't.
This is your best.
Okay, why are you asking me why it's the best story?
Okay. Continue faster.
Okay. So I told her I was a war veteran, and she's like, "Wow, really?" I was like, "Yeah, I just want to like get to like experience the whole college experience, whatever." And I told her I lost my card, so she like wanted to pay for beverages.
W girl.
I know. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. And she told me to go up there and like get some drinks. So I went up there and I feel shitty about this, but I started a tab.
No. I can't tell if this is the best or the worst situation.
So I started a tab and then like I just put it under my name and I went back. Like I got the drinks, went back, kept talking to her, and eventually like she left and I like moved on, and then I went up, I kept like going up to other people and been like, "Hey, they want me to buy you a drink," mm-hmm. and I would use the tab, mm-hmm. and I did it like two or three times, and then I eventually just stopped because I was like, you know what, this is getting too far. I spent kind of a lot of money. I don't know. It was my best Riz story because I got money out of it rather than.
Oh, okay. So money over a girl is what you're saying.
Well, not necessarily, but like they weren't all winners.
Like, guess you're down at LSU.
So I was like, I wasn't like trying to like find girl. Like, hey, I'll be back down here in 6 years, all
right?
Wait for me.
Yeah.
So I wasn't going to be like, I wasn't like exactly looking for like relationship prospects, I guess. I was just like having fun, having a good time. Because I spent a lot of money when I was down there anyways, so that was a relief.
There you go.
It was much needed. It was very nice of her. I hope I get to talk to her again and tell her thank you for that wonderful
night. I hope you find.
And she can thank you for your service.
Yeah, so
oh my god.
Yeah.
So did she ever find out that you were not a veteran?
How did she like not put the two and two together though? That like
that's what I'm saying.
She thought
well,
you
that's what I'm saying.
Dude, you're young.
If
like
you don't put that shit together, like
then maybe
come
that
on.
Yeah, I was gonna say
like,
she had to have been wasted beyond belief.
Because if
you came up to me and you're like, you're like, "Hey, I served in Vietnam," I would have been like, "Bullshit."
Right. No.
Like, if you believe that, like, then what the hell? Like, I'm just gonna go tell you that and fuck with you.
That's real. You have
mess
extremely gullible.
Yeah.
Mess with you.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's your worst?
It's hard because I don't fail often.
Oh!
No, I don't know. Most of the time, it's just like, no. like go away.
Oh, what do you like? Was there like a
yeah?
I just like talk to people.
You say
like, ask them what
and
they
say go away.
No, I don't know. It's just like not a vibe, you know? Because I'll usually just go up to talk to people about like who they are, because that's what
yeah.
I want to know. And then
yeah.
mm-hmm. like it just won't go in a direction where I'm like, okay, I want to keep talking to you, or maybe
feel
they
like
feel the same.
I feel like it's hard here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want to date here.
Yeah. Which, whatever. Yeah. I mean. Yeah, it just kind of, like, naturally ends most of the time. I don't know. I've been in two long relationships, so I didn't have time to riz in high school.
You didn't have time to build it up.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. It's just, like,
there wasn't, like, a really bad, like...
I'm trying to think. I don't know. Allie, why don't you tell?
Okay, well, I'm going to be boring because...
What's your best? Let's start with your best.
This is going to sound bad. Like, I don't approach men. Men approach me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds bad, but, like, I've never...
You just have that aura of Riz around you.
The thing is, that's what people tell me. Like, I don't try.
Oh.
No. Okay, this is why I'm saying it sounds bad. Like, I'm not saying I'm the best person. I'm not saying I'm amazing, whatever.
You are amazing.
Thank you. See? No, I'm just kidding. But, I don't know. Like, I I've only, like, dated people or, like, been with people that I knew beforehand. Like, I got to know them before anything, like, romantic started.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never really, like, gone out and flirted with someone, you know, if I get flirted with, but
mm-hmm.
I don't go out and flirt.
So then, what has been your worst experience?
So, oh my god, okay, I guess.
Ooh, she's got some stories.
So, I don't know if I have, like, I don't know if I can remember full stories, but I've had, like, the creepiest men hit on me. Like, I've had people knock on my freaking window of my car, and like I've had people just like stick their snap codes on my window with their phone. I'm like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh my
I mean
God.
And I we don't need to get into this. I mean, I've obviously had bad experiences at like parties when I was younger.
Yeah,
you know, guys are gross.
Yeah.
Ew. But I mean, other than that, I don't know. I haven't really, like, I have guys that embarrass themselves, but, like, they're super nice. I have such a range of, like, people just, like, oh my god. Like,
damn.
Let me tell you all these things that you're doing right now. Or I have those creeps who are, like, hey, baby, like, at me on Snap.
Oh.
You know, that gross stuff. And I have had people do, like, lines on me before. Like,
what has been the best and the worst line that's been used on you? Because the thing is, like, I couldn't tell. But when I was in high school as a freshman and someone had slipped like a note into my locker, I don't know how the hell they figured it out.
Right.
But it was a really small, like probably like a corner off a notebook, and it was like this big. It was like maybe about the size of like a quarter. It wasn't, or it couldn't have been a quarter. A little bit bigger, like a 50 cent coin or whatever. So yeah, it was a fairly small sheet of paper. I wish I would have kept it, but it was, the words were so small. It was so hard to decipher.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't tell if it said, are you hot because I want you to burn me? Or are you a hoe because I want you to farm me? Like, it was...
What the hell?
Yeah, it was so bad. And I was like, it's the only time someone's ever slipped me a note. But I was like, what the hell
That's
is that?
So funny.
I couldn't tell what it was. It was either one of those two. And I
That's
couldn't figure out what it was. But, like, well, like a line or someone that's
well,
tried to use their Riz on you, like, could be best or
I
worst
mean,
experience.
I don't know, just the people, like, okay, I think the worst one, I don't remember what he said, but just, like, he literally, like, stopped my car. I was at the gas station, and he, like, jumps out of his car and runs in front of mine as I'm trying to drive out, and he's like, wait. And he said something about, like, Mary, I don't know, he was like, are you married? And I was like, no, and he was like, do you want to be, or something like that?
No!
And I was like, bro, what? So, I don't know.
That shit you hear in Vegas,
not
Minnesota.
Well, that's the thing, because, like, in high school, I had to do online school for my dad,
oh.
And then I basically did college my senior year of high school,
mm-hmm.
And then I was dating someone for over 2 years, so I haven't, like, gone out, because right after that relationship,
mm-hmm.
I was with another person,
mm-hmm.
and dated them, and then, so I don't know, I'm a relationship gal, I don't have, like,
what about you, Hayden?
You know, I just thought of, like, the worst experience. last year, literally, like, first night, I was in the dorms.
Yeah.
We went up to some room. I had no idea who anybody was. Like,
Yeah.
Anybody. And right. I went up to this room. There were some people. I don't even remember the people right now. But this girl was talking about how she, like, needed a reason to, like, break up with her boyfriend. And she kept talking about it, kept talking. And she's like, just, I need a reason. And I kept, like, hearing that. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, shut up. So I was like, stop talking about this.
Shut up.
It's just annoying. So I was like, okay, whatever. And then eventually just kept talking about it. I started talking to her. And by the end of the night, I was just like, you know, let me be that reason. And then she was like.
That's cute. I like it.
And then she was like, no. And I was
like, okay. Damn. She
just said no. Well, like.
I'm good.
She gave me, like, her snap, but I don't.
Did she break up with the guy?
No.
No.
I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't even know if I added her on snap.
So it's the worst. So that was the worst experience? Is
probably.
Like, just.
That sounds annoying.
Well, I was just like, shut up.
And then you wanted to be the reason.
Well, the night goes different directions.
It does. It does. You know.
You just.
You don't know where. What if
you never know what's good. Yeah, I get it. It's like.
Fine. I mean, he was trying
was
to be nice.
No,
I mean,
for real.
There was a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Good,
so just moved on, and didn't remember it the next morning until everybody else told me about it.
Just noticing other people. Is there a different? As you said about your, like, aura of Riz, is there, like, a different way you've noticed how guys handle Riz and then versus how girls handle Riz?
Like, in what? Like,
in any situation, like, whether you're,
yes.
like, at, like, parties. Ooh, yeah, let's get, okay, well,
yeah,
what have your observations been? Let's get into it.
Yes, because I think, like, when girls try and approach you and say something, they just, like, don't know what to say.
What has been one of those situations, like, where they
at least in my experiences, because a lot of people will approach me and be like, hey, did you know you look like Steve from Stranger Things?
Oh, that's all they say.
And I'm like, shut up, yes. Like, do you think if I look like him that I know about it? Like, yes, I know about it. Or they come and say something, like, that I just, like, oh, like, I'm so drunk. And I'm like,
oh, God, yeah.
Like,
no, like, same.
I don't know, like, I just, like, don't care, to put it, like,
you should just keep,
down.
Like, at least,
like, I don't know, sometimes, like, maybe it's just me, but I just, like, don't want to talk about small talk shit, like,
yeah.
I just don't want to, like, talk about
no,
that if I'm
going
to talk to you.
That's so fair.
Like,
well, you said you go up and talk to people about, like, about their lives,
yeah.
So how do you make it not seem like small talk? Because you're saying right now that you're not a big fan of small talk,
mm-hmm.
but then you're like, I'll go up and talk to people to, like, get to know more about them, so, like...
I mean, I'm not saying I'm that, like, I'm not putting myself out there that much, but when I do talk to people, I'm just, like, asking them, like, what their name is, and then they'll tell me one thing, and then I'll try and make it a little deeper than, like, just small talk. So if they tell me, like, they're a teacher, I'll ask them, like, if they like kids, or, I don't know, that's a very shitty example. Straight away from, like, the mean of, like, what people would normally ask them.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, are you pissed off about the salaries? Like,
okay.
I'll try and, like, relate to them in a different way because,
yeah.
I mean, the people I have met, I talk to them about their experiences and then I can, like, compare experiences that way. I want to just, like, get people's viewpoints on things.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, how I like
fair.
To approach people and get to know them.
No, I like that, though, because I hate, like, every time guys approach me, like, they just, I know what they want.
Yeah.
Know? Like, I don't know.
It's so unfortunate, but, yeah,
you know
damn well.
You know exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, that's why I don't, like, just go and approach people like that, because I like to get to know someone first before I'm gonna ever approach them in a flirty way, just because then I know, like, if they're gonna be in my life, I want them to be in my life, because they, like, want to know me and who I am, not...
Well, then, is it easier to talk to, like, more shy guys or girls, or outgoing
I'm
guys
not
or girls?
I'm not into, like, shy guys. I mean, like, I have an easy time talking to... anyone. I love talking to anyone, like, whether they're scared that I'm talking to them or not. But, like, romantically, I don't mind, like, people who are, like, they can be shy, whatever, at times. Like, it doesn't matter, but I want them to be, like, a talker, or at least
mm-hmm.
be able to have conversations with me or let me talk, I guess. Like, I gotta be able to talk. That's the big thing.
Right.
But,
right.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, I like confidence.
All about that Riz, really.
I love the Riz. Like, I don't know. It's just, when, it's cute. It's cute, yeah. It's cute when guys are nervous and whatever, but, like, if they're, like, I don't know, if they're, like, overly, like, complimenting because they don't, like, know what to say, like, and they get, like, super nervous and they're, like, then I'm just, like, oh, you're a good friend. You know, it just gets to that point. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
what about
picky, but I pick the wrong ones all the time, so.
That. What about you? We're not going to elaborate on that. What about you, Hayden?
I don't know. Dude,
shy or outgoing?
Shy.
Easier to get, like, Riz-wise, like,
yeah,
going to talk to
like
someone?
Yeah, I just don't like when they're, like, so loud.
Okay, that's
they're, like, so loud, because, I don't know.
It just what do you mean by loud? Because, like, loud can be, like, loud, like, someone's drunk and, like, they have no sense of what's going on.
Well, yeah.
Or, like, loud in the sense that they're not afraid to speak their minds.
Well,
that can be loud, too.
Well, the thing is that, like, I've been talking about, like, actually, like, having conversations. Mm-hmm. So, loud means, like, if you're at a party and I'm usually probably, like, not going to approach you because there's a whole different, like, I have a whole different tangent to go on about, like, parties and stuff. But usually I'll just try and enjoy myself at parties, and that's where there's a lot of, like, loud girls that, like,
oh,
are kind of, like, on your face, like, just...
Oh, that kind of...
Like that
oh, okay.
kind of loud is...
Right.
I don't know. And I feel like that might be universally, like, accepted as kind of, like, unattractive. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I prefer someone that's shy at first.
Shy at first is fine, but I just mean, like... Yeah,
and then, like, get
like,
to know them, and then
they're
more outgoing. Okay.
Yeah,
like,
I'd want it
to
be easy.
To me, and that makes it seem, like, more special.
Yeah.
When you're, like, shy at first, and then
yes.
you can, like, open up and actually talk
yeah.
about your feelings.
Yeah.
And,
like,
well, not necessarily just feelings, but
everything,
honestly.
Right.
Like
being
no,
open
I agree
with
that.
Yeah.
I think...
Just if someone's real, that's
I think I, like, sorry, I'm definitely just
no.
throwing my hair
no.
on the ground. But, no, I don't know. I think the thing is, like, I like to be with someone that isn't, like, going to be shy meeting people they don't know. I want them to be able to, you know, be social.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to be the biggest social butterfly, like, crazy, partying all the time, that kind of thing. I don't know. I'm not much of, like, a big party girl. I don't go to big parties. I hang out with, like, a small, like, medium-sized group of friends, and we drink, like, at someone's house. I don't like that crammed, like...
Right. I'm, like, the same way, like, with people, yeah.
Rangers.
Yeah.
I'm not for that.
I'm, like, the same vibes, though, with you. Because then
right.
you actually get to, like... talk to people
right
and like you're in the like you're under well you're in like the same room but you can hear the conversations
yes.
that's going on and it's like you get to actually talk to people
right.
rather than like yelling
right.
and
like you
just
have
like
fun,
some
like,
small
play games
yeah no
like
I'm
that.
The exact
I,
same way
yeah
I'm the exact I prefer that way more
right.
yeah for sure but I want to know what's your party tangent that you were like I might go off a little bit on that
well,
I want to let's get into that a little bit for next question.
I mean, last year, kind of did my thing, stepped out of my comfort zone because I'd come from a really small town that doesn't, like, have a lot of people, diversity, anything. Like, it's just pretty small in all aspects. So I wanted to, like, get out and kind of figure out, like, who I actually am. So I was like, fuck it, like, I'll just go off and do whatever people are doing. Like, let's go do it. And it was really fun last year because I was, like, more talkative. I really wanted to, like, get to know more people. But as time went on, I'm just, like, going to these parties, and I'm like, wow, I'd rather be somewhere else. Like, it's not doing it. Like, we're just, like, once you get off the pong table, like, what else is there to do besides jump around and spill on drinks? Like,
yes. Is my biggest thing with parties.
And it smells weird. Like, there's always feds. You know? I don't know. Why did I say that? I don't need to call
feds.
That. There's always cops. And it just makes for, like, an anxiety-filled, like, shitty night. Especially if it's, like, I don't know, you're, like, on the outside of what's going
yeah.
on.
Right.
Like, there's always someone, like, doing a backflip off a table or some stupid stuff like that. But I don't know. There are some nights when I definitely do enjoy just, like, having fun. But I don't know. I gotta be on a certain level for that to happen, so. But... Yeah, I just try and stay away from, I've been trying to stay away from that, like, this semester, like, going out and partying every weekend, just to, like, live a better quality of life, kind of, because I feel like you're just throwing away your nights sometimes. So, yeah.
My dry January was great. Yeah. I enjoyed that a lot.
Do you miss it?
Mine too.
The thing is, I've drank twice since then.
Oh, good for you.
I'm like, I drank every weekend last semester, 100%. I mean,
yeah,
I was bound to.
Yeah.
My mental state. But
yep.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I am the type of person that can have a good time sober. Like, I don't get, like, why we can't be sober and hang out. That's my thing. It's fun to drink sometimes. I like to do it, obviously. It's fun.
The way you said that sounded like a t-shirt that you get, like, when the D.A.R.E. programs would come. Why can't we just be sober and have a good time? That sounds like a t-shirt that would be made in the... But I get what you're saying, though. I feel like that is a really good
unpopular college opinion. Yeah.
I like that, though.
I like that.
We're talking a lot about green flags and red flags on, like, dating apps or just in general with people. So let's start out with the bad this time, because we started out with the best for Riz experiences. So what are some red flags that you see in people that you're like, absolutely not, we're gonna avoid?
That's hard for me. So I can't talk about dating apps. Never had one. Okay, so we can't talk about dating apps, but we'll just talk about
in general then.
Bad. So part of me wants to say, like, a guy that talks to, like, basically just girls, like loads of girls on a Snapchat, but my friends are mostly guys. I just have always gotten along better with guys. I don't know, that's just been me. And so a lot of the people I talk to are guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. When guys kinda, when they're talking to a bunch of different girls, and I think the hiding of the phone is one of the biggest red flags for me. Or like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, not everything's about Snapchat, but guys that won't send, like, you to other girls that they're Snapchatting. Like, if they're, like, trying to hide their conversation with them, trying to hide you from them, I don't know, that always throws me off. But I don't know, I'm not very good at looking at red flags, so maybe I'm not the best person to ask.
Hey, but that's a good, even if you just have one big red flag.
Well,
that's,
but it's not even just a red flag, so I'm gonna be like, oh, maybe they just weren't thinking about it. Like, it doesn't matter, it's fine, I bet they're a great person. Like, that's just, yeah, I think everyone's wonderful, and then I'm like, wait, no, they're not.
Wonderful.
Like, I had all faith when my, like, this isn't going off on a tangent, but, like, when my stuff got stolen last week, and I was like, oh my gosh, someone turned my purse in? Woohoo! Like, everything's gonna be in there! And then I open it, it's like, no, and then I forget that. People are just shitty. Like, not everyone, but
right.
There's a lot of just shitty people out there. But I try to think that everyone's great, because I want to believe that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's both a blessing and a curse to have that mindset,
right.
I would definitely say.
I'm too optimistic. Like, I think everything's going to work out. I think they're going to be the best person in the world. And if they're not, I can change them. No, I'm just kidding.
I've turned into a realist with my fails. Like, I'm just a realist now with everything. So
I'm getting there.
I can educate you on how to become a realist.
Please do.
What about red flags for guys?
I'd probably say the same thing, but also I think kind of being an optimist is a red flag. Like,
really?
Oh,
let's get into
in
this.
In a way. Like, because if you... You've seen, like, all the stuff where they're like, oh, he's nice, he's fine, he's just, like, whatever, like, he's just being nice. All that type of stuff. And also feeling like you can change everybody, like, giving everybody so many chances. And, just being optimistic that people will change.
Oh, no, yeah, that's something, like, that's something I don't do anymore. Like, I just, that's what I struggle
with.
See,
my thing is always, like, I've been a very big believer in the, like, I'll give people second chances, but I don't believe in thirds. Like, I feel like everyone does deserve a second chance, but third chance is absolutely not.
When I care about someone, like, I can't cut them off, and it's a problem.
Well, I definitely do that, too. Like, it's a red flag for me, too.
Yeah.
And I'll say it, because I don't know, I want to be friends with people. I don't like being an asshole to people.
Right.
Well, there are exceptions. But, you know, I don't know. That's definitely... somewhat of a red flag.
Yeah.
Because it just leads to, like, too much, like, what's the word? Like, too many emotions, too many, like, problems.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just keep too many people in your life that, like, suck.
I feel like it's different, like, in a relationship. I don't know. It's hard because I have an easier time, like, if my, like, the person I'm dating or, like, going with, whatever, is uncomfortable by me, like, talking to a certain someone, I'll be like, oh, okay. Like, then I can, like, you know, not talk to them. Like, if I see them in person, maybe I'll say hi or something, but, like, I won't have to continue, like, Snapchatting them or something like that if I want to make my partner feel comfortable. But then, I don't know, when I'm just on my own...
But it, like, sounds controlling, though.
It depends on the situation. Like, if they're, like, I had a situation, like, with my last relationship. There's this one guy that we were both friends with, but he was always flirting with me. Like, even telling me he liked me, even though he knew that me and him were together, you know? Yeah. And so then I get it. But other than that, yeah, I don't know. I just came out of, not just came out of. The guy I dated for 2.5 years, you know, worst relationship you could ever think of.
Yeah.
And most controlling relationship ever. So now I'm trying to, like, find that line of, like, what's controlling and what's just setting boundaries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm figuring it out.
Yeah. So it doesn't always have to be controlling, too.
Right.
Like, for me, it's more about, like, their well-being. You know, when I talk about, like, optimism being a red flag, it's more for their well-being and not, like, our relationship. Like,
yeah.
Because I, like, in a relationship, I want my partner to be their best self. And that's going to drag them down. Mm-hmm. And so, I guess I don't really have many red flags, like, about, like, relationships that I'm in, per se. But it's just about, like, how people are going to feel and be better people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or am I kind of spitting stupid, like...
No, that makes sense.
I just think my thing is, like, my happiness, which is so stupid, comes from other people's happiness.
Yeah, for sure.
And I mean, you do feed off of that energy. I feed off of that energy. 110%.
Right, and so, like, what I try to do all the time, and I'm getting better at, like, trying to do things for myself, but, like, when I do things for myself, I feel like I'm being selfish. And when I do things for others, I'm like, oh my god, they're happy. So then I'm happy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But sometimes I hurt myself in the process. It's bound to happen, but
that's what the thing is, like, setting boundaries, you know, and, like, setting boundaries, too. And then, like, just feeling confident, being able to do stuff for yourself without feeling like you're being selfish. It's,
right.
But I get what you're also saying, though, too. It's kind of like that saying, you know, you have to fill your cup up first before you fill up anyone else's.
Yeah.
And then, like, feeling good that way, too. But switching on, because we've been kind of talking about optimism, what are some green flags you see?
They smile.
I love smiling people.
Yeah.
That's so cute, yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
that's a good one.
It just gives good vibes. You know, it's just a good starter, like, if you look at somebody and they're smiling.
Yeah. Guys that, like, can take jokes and, like, give it back. Like, I love...
Some good banter.
I love good banter.
I do.
If I don't have that in my relationship, it's not going to work. Like, it has to be there. That is not just a green flag, but a necessity.
Ooh,
I don't know.
That's, like, on your standards
that
list.
That is my
I
guess,
like it.
100%.
I like it.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, funny, and then, like, I mean, they can, like...
Like, naturally funny, have good meme taste, like...
Good
meme taste?
Hey, you know what?
Like,
I agree.
No,
I'm 100%. You gotta, like...
I think it goes along with TikToks, too. They have to send good TikToks.
You should have, yeah, like, no, like, a good taste in memes, or, like, you know, understanding,
yeah.
I guess,
like,
of that, too.
Stupid stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Like, yeah, stuff that means absolutely nothing, and you can just, like, laugh at it. You don't have to be, like... Well, what does it mean? Just laugh at it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That goes along with smiling.
Not taking stuff too seriously, though, too.
Yes.
I feel like that's
like,
a
good
one. There are times.
I was
going
to say, you should be able to have serious conversations.
Well, no, I'm not saying,
but,
like, it's all, like, fun and games.
Oh, no, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying. No,
I get what you mean. Like, when you're having fun, because we were talking on that subject.
Be able to do it all.
There needs to be, like, a point in when you're having fun and when something happens. I don't know. There's a point where there needs to be, like, seriousness to
it.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Not just, like, serious talks, like, fights or getting over something or something like that. But, like, just being able to, like, be real in a moment where you're, like, having a lot of fun, I feel like is really valuable, too, because, like, otherwise you're just, like, floating around, you have no idea what's happening, maybe you guys get disconnected, and then you, like, regroup, and you're like, what the hell? I don't know.
Yeah. No, I get that. That makes sense.
Like, the duality, I feel, is really important, too. So,
you gotta be flexible, I guess is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Is there anything else besides smile, sense of humor?
Well, it's...
Ambitious?
The thing is, I'm starting to like people who are nice to me nowadays. That sounds so weird, but, like, I didn't like it before. like, okay, talked to me 3 years ago, someone who was overly nice to me, like, wanted to, like, do things for me, was complimenting me, I'd be like, ooh, go away, please. But now I'm, like, more appreciating it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like it's good to have someone who, I don't know, someone who, like, genuinely just seems like they care about you and your feelings and your life.
I definitely say I agree with ambitious, too. Like, I feel like someone who has goals, like, set for themselves, like, and I want someone who would be, like, supportive of I'm going
supportive.
To.
That's good, too.
It's hard to notice at first sight, too. It takes a while to, like, really understand how ambitious someone is, because they can say whatever they want, but...
I'm a very big, like, actions speak louder than words, because, like, I've had issues with friends who, they're like, oh, this, like, one guy, you know, well, I guess this is just in relationships, not just, like, general, but I'll be like, they said this, and I said, yeah, but have they actually done anything? And they're like, no, and I said, well, there you have your answer. They're just sweet-talking at this point, and they're not actually doing something, because I'm a very big believer, is, like, I say what I'm gonna do, and, like, nobody's gonna stop me from doing that, but...
Yeah, I say what I'm gonna do, unless I forgot what I said, and then I can't do it. That's the problem with ADD, man, like, I forget half of the things I say. I also talk so much that, like, I tune myself out at a point. Like, and I forget what I'm saying.
I would say good style, too. Like, I really like your style, Ellie.
Thank you, Hayden.
You that, but I do.
I like yours, too. Oh, my goodness.
You said I had terrible drip.
I say shit about you all the time. I literally called you...
I took that one to heart, though.
What?
For some reason.
When did I say that to you, by the way? Because,
I
again,
had terrible
I don't
drip
remember
that day. That's
saying,
why.
What are you wearing?
I think it was... I don't know, but the colors didn't match.
Was,
like,
this a production night?
Probably.
Okay, then I don't remember.
It was probably something like that.
Well,
I
apologize. I was going to say, I liked your jacket when you walked in today, and then disappeared, and I forgot about it. It's right there. But, sorry,
it's literally
it
right there.
Yeah. I meant you took it off, not disappeared. But.
No, that's definitely a green flag, though, because that, like, says a lot about their personality, too, I feel like.
I don't even know what my style is, but I appreciate it anyway. It's kind of random.
I don't know. It is random. That's why I like it, because it, like,
it
keeps
up.
Me guessing and, like,
you know, what's Ellie going to be wearing today?
Well, yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, that's my first thought when I wake up in the morning.
When you sing at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. I wonder if Ellie's, like, putting on a nice sweatshirt today. Let's see. Yeah, just like that.
That's so
but,
funny.
But, yeah, it definitely says a lot about you if you're, like, creative with it, too.
And
which
hygiene.
You are. Yeah.
Hygiene's a big thing, too. God, if you don't smell good or at least... decent.
Yeah.
Oof,
that's some effort with that.
Right.
Definitely.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. I want
so
someone that's
like
put
the
together.
First impression you have of someone is their smell. So,
is it?
Yes.
He just walks by a group of people and he's like.
Well, that's the first thing you notice. That is actually,
is
so important to me is
smell.
If someone smells bad, I will hate every minute of my experience with them.
I like good smells. Like, I've found myself, like, I don't know, not well. I can't do it well with this one, but sometimes, like, I'll just be like this and, like, smell my own hands or, like, my own clothes because I know they smell good.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, maybe it's different because, you know, it's always like, if you look good, you feel good. Is it?
That's,
no, it's like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that kind of ties in, though, with, like, yeah,
Riz.
Style, outfits,
Riz.
Yes,
it all ties
exactly.
Into Riz, too.
It always comes back to Riz. It always comes back to that. No, I definitely agree, though. I feel like if I had more money, I'd have a lot better style, but I'm broke as hell, so, like...
Nah, you can make do with that.
Go to Plato's Closet, man.
Go to TJ Maxx.
Is that where you go?
Yeah. That's where I buy a lot of... TJ Maxx, like, H&M. I'm not gonna give away all of it, because I don't want everybody...
My entire outfit
yeah.
right now, Plato's Closet.
Really?
Yes, because I
Damn.
Go through the clothes, so I get first-hand picks on the stuff that's new.
This is a really interesting question that I asked Max and Julia, and there were some pretty funny answers on this, but what are your guys' thoughts on PDA?
Depends. Depends on, like, the level of it. Like, I don't want to see someone just shoving their tongue down someone's throat. Obviously, I don't want to see anyone having sex in front of my eyes, obviously. But, I don't know, like, I feel like, okay, the thing is, like, if you go back to, like, I don't know, bars, parties, that type
mm-hmm.
of thing, I mean, I feel like when people are drunk, it becomes more acceptable in a way, but I still don't want, I don't want to see someone shoving their tongue down someone. Like, I don't care if someone, like, kisses in front of me, like, please do, please cuddle, please hug, like, I want to see that you guys are happy and love each other, but I don't want to be uncomfortable, you know what I mean?
I feel like that's a pretty normal Okay. Response yeah. for that.
Okay.
You seem really disgusted right now.
Hard. I don't know, because sometimes, like, I like to, like, show my affection in public.
Yeah,
because
that's
it's, like, there's just times for it in public. Or,
but there's no time cool. to shove your tongue down your
well,
girlfriend's
yes, I'm
throat
not gonna
public,
yeah.
right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's just
yes,
what I said.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just saying in general, like,
right.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard because you probably will find yourself in that situation someday, like by accident.
Shoving my tongue down someone's throat in public?
You never know.
I've definitely like made out at parties and stuff like that. Absolutely, like with my boyfriend for sure.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just talking about like you're walking down the street, like I don't know, like you're in downtown Mankato, you stop down in the middle of the sidewalk and just start like shoving your tongues down each other's throat. I think
it happens
that's
in movies.
Do you, oh, so this is this like something you want to do? Is that what you're saying? Like, just.
I don't know, I have some movies.
Well, the thing is, the difference is if I'm doing it, you need to be quiet, but if I'm doing it, it might be different if, like, I were to do it. But I don't necessarily want to see it. Like, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, ew. I would be like, okay. Whatever. Kind of weird, but do your thing. That's probably what I would think.
It's just hard for me to take a side. I don't know.
Well, debate.
Alright, well. Give me a pro.
I feel like it's
situation. Give me a pro. How do you feel about it?
Yeah.
How
about
what?
Let us
PDA.
Ask you the question.
PDA.
Yeah.
So the way I said it last year in this is like when I would walk to like algebra in the mornings in high school.
Oh no!
There
no,
would
no,
be
no,
people
no, no.
like making out against the lockers, and I'd be
but
like,
those are like the crusty people.
You
like,
right? But like, but I'd be like, it's 8 in the morning. How are you turned on at this? Like this early in
you
the morning.
You can turn on at any time of the
Dude,
day. Yeah.
I mean,
what?
Yeah, but like, still, like,
bro,
okay. Now I feel
turn
like
on
I'm being attacked.
At 4 in the morning, at 11 p.m., like, it just sometimes just doesn't.
But like, I'm in school. Like, I don't associate school with being horny, if that makes sense. Like, I never thought about, like, having a full-on makeout session at, like, 8 a.m. in the morning. I was tired. I didn't want to go to math.
Dude.
And this is the first thing I saw in the morning. Like, in a building where I have to take, like, the ACT and exams, I'm not going to be thinking about, like, getting it on with someone.
Funny story. In seventh
grade. Really? You have something to go off of that?
In seventh grade. So I dated this kid in middle school for, like, over 2 years. And every day, like, in between, like, the last period of class and, like, you know, the second to last in the last period of class.
Yeah.
We would go in the gym and, like, hide and make out in the corner. And a teacher walked in. It was the most embarrassing situation in my life. Because I'm, what, 13 years old?
You were 13 in high school?
No, it's in seventh grade.
Wow. In middle school, that's what you were up to, right?
I was 12. I was 12.
But, like, the other thing issue, too, was, that, like, our school had an issue with kids having sex in the bathrooms, too.
I'm sorry, what?
Where'd you go?
Yeah, where did you go?
This is the shit that happens in South Dakota, man.
Oh, I forget.
She's foreign.
Yeah, I crossed the border.
Not in the boonies.
But, no, literally, there was one of my friends, I had a gym class with her. She was saying, I'd never go to this one bathroom that's, like, by, like, the gyms and, like, the band hallway. She's like, you never go there. Because she goes, I went to the bathroom. I was leaving orchestra to go to the bathroom. And she goes, I walked into the bathroom. And in this bathroom, there was only a normal stall and then, like, the handicap stall. And she said, the door was cracked open just slightly. And she goes, there were two guys and a girl in the bathroom. And I was like,
what the hell?
I was like, again, this is the thing is, like I said, this is such a tangent from, like, the piano. Like, they were having a threesome in the bathroom. I don't know, like, PDA, like, there's a time and place for everything, I feel.
It's so, like, random that I can't, like, take a side, because sometimes I'll be, like, no, but other times I'll be like,
yeah.
Yeah,
it depends on your mood.
It's so
depends on the
random.
Moment. Yeah.
The final tip would be to kind of just tie this all back together. From both of you, what is your best Riz tip?
Just be yourself.
Shut up! I was gonna say that!
Nah, I mean, good.
Be confident, though. Be confident in yourself. Not just be yourself, but be confident in the self that you're being.
Yeah.
That was...
Yeah,
you
fact.
Just...
Holy sh...
Wow.
Through you. I don't know. I'm trying to be.
That was
Allie or Jesus.
Yeah. That was like when you need to add more words to your essay to make the word count.
None.
Be confident in who you're being.
Be confident in the self that you're being.
Not just being yourself.
Just be confident. Whatever you're gonna do, just believe. Have faith in yourself.
Just believe.
Wait a little.
I'd say make eye contact too.
Ooh, eye contact's
eye contact.
Good.
And actually, shout out to Julia because I never addressed people. Like, before Julia told me, like, address people. Like, say their names. Like, you look great today, Emma.
Oh my god, you do that.
You have nice shoes on.
You
know?
Thank you.
Like, address people, because then they hear your name. I don't know.
It just works. No, I like that, though, too. I like when people say my name, like.
Yeah.
Or, like, whatever they refer to me as. Like.
Yeah.
Emma will call me girl, but, like, I know who she means.
You over there.
Exactly.
I think it's just good.
I think it's just because it's just been always so casual conversation-wise.
Yeah.
People don't necessarily do that as often. I mean, my whole thing that I always do, I wouldn't do this, like, in a casual day-to-day interaction, but, like, every time we've hired someone new, I always make the effort to stand up and shake their hand. Like,
that's cute.
That's what...
I'm a hugger, but I always feel weird doing that, like, in a work. Place or like a professional environment. Like
I've hugged you before here. Multiple times.
No, I mean like when you meet someone.
Oh no, I wouldn't be like
I would
be
love
like
to hug
welcome
people
to
when I meet them.
That's my hug at.
I would never be like no. I get what you mean though. Like I would
that'd be so awkward, honestly. Like
so glad you got the job. We're so glad to have you on board. No, I would never do that. No, I always make the point where, but I wouldn't, like, if you come into the office for a production night, I'd never be like,
it's just different.
Ellie, great to,
exactly,
good to have you in.
Exactly, but it's different from a professional standpoint, because when my roommate brought her coworker to our house last night, and when I met her, I hugged her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's just what I do, but.
That's cute, though. No, but, like, the first impression, like, that's, no, the eye
first
contact.
First impressions are good,
yeah. The eye contact's important, but no, I've always made the point to stand up and formally shake their hand, which, that was what my dad told me on the first day.
But this is about Riz.
But that's a good first impression.
You're gonna stand up and formally shake someone's hand, like, when they're trying to flirt with you. Hello, my name is Emma.
No, I would never do that, God, no.
No,
but you're saying, but, like, be confident, be yourself, though, and, like, that's
yeah.
one thing where...
That is something,
it's because it's giving a good first impression.
If you want to do that, be confident in it, Emma, okay?
It's a good...
I don't judge you.
Good first... That feels like you were.
I was just curious.
It's a good first impression, though. Like, that's the thing I feel like, too, is, like, with the Riz that you have, to have a good first impression. Maybe we'll get into that, too, just that can be, like,
yeah.
a little subtopic, but... Do you think Riz affects first impressions of people?
Honestly, for good Riz, like, just, like, breathe, man. Talking to another person, like, it's not as hard as you make it out to be. You're gonna scare yourself, you know, and make it a much bigger deal than it needs to be. Talk to another human being. What's the worst that's gonna happen? They're gonna say no. Or you're gonna get their card and start a tab. So, like, there's so many ways it could go.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Do you guys want to?
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Emma.
We really
enjoyed our time on this podcast.
It was a blast. It's been fun.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Before we leave, do you guys want to drop any socials? Anything you're a part of? Anything?
I mean, you can follow me on Instagram if you want at Ellie_Reed_. You can find my LinkedIn as well somewhere.
Never had someone drop a LinkedIn, but hey.
Like Ellie Reed. I don't know. Just look that up. You'll find me.
Yeah, Google me, Hayden Lee.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to tune in to new episodes every Sunday night at midnight. And as always, until next time, keep your pinkies up.